Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Avni Mori Arav Hillel Meir Yechiel Mechel Zichrono Lebracha and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. Today is the penultimate day of our study of Nachyomi in the current cycle. What an exciting day on the calendar for us. And unfortunately, as we are celebrating, getting so excited for the Siyum, at the same point in time, with the Siyum comes a bittersweetness because we are seeing the decline of Malchus Yehuda and the last hope, who is Yoshio HaMelech. Well, Vayas Yoshio Yerushalayim Pesach LaHashem, Vayishchatu HaPesach Barbasar LaChodesh HaRishon, Yoshio celebrated a Pesach to Hashem. And here, the focus is on the king, as opposed to in Sefer Melachim, where the king tells the people to go ahead and do so. And so here, we see Yoshio HaMelech telling people to make this Karban Pesach as an opportunity to set the people on the path that he was supposed to lead them. So he initiates them, and they and it becomes an educational tool. He goes and he tells them to go ahead and make it on the 14th day, which is the day that Pesach is supposed to be brought. So he organized the Kohanim into the Mishmaros, where only the specific Mishmaros were supposed to be at a particular point in time, but during Yantiv, it was waived. And so Yoshio HaMelech came, he strengthened them, Lavodas Beis Hashem, to go ahead and serve Hashem. So Yoshio celebrated Pesach, and then, by the way, he made appropriate rules for the Beis HaMikdash. Vayomer la-Leviim ha-Mevinim l'chol Yisrael haktoshim la-Hashem tinuas Aron ha-Kodesh b'bayis ha-Shabana Shlomo ben David ben Elech Yisrael ein lachem masa b'kateif ato ibdu as Hashem elokechem b'es amo Yisrael. He said to Leviim, he said, put the Aron into the vault which Shlomo built. No longer will you carry it on your shoulders. Serve Hashem. Some people are quick to point out that what he was doing over here is that maybe it could be that during Menashe or Amon's reign, the Aron HaKodesh was taken out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and Yoshio HaMelech was putting it back. But the Radak says, why would he have waited so long to do so? That could have been done a lot earlier. And so therefore, the tradition of Chazal, as explained in the Gemara in Yuma, is that Yoshio HaMelech was actually ordering the opposite. He wanted that the Aron should be taken out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and it should be Nignaz. It should be hidden in a subterranean chamber, which Shlomo HaMelech had built on the understanding that one day it may be necessary to save the Aron HaKodesh. Now, why is it being removed? And the wording of the psukim certainly don't fit this idea of Chazal. But maybe what we want to understand is that Nebuchadnezzar could never have burnt down the Beis HaMikdash if it didn't have its Kedusha taken away by the sin. And so by the time of the Kibush Nebuchadnezzar, by the time that Nebuchadnezzar actually conquered the Beis HaMikdash, it was just an outer shell. The original glory was already removed. Right, the hachinu, but the bottom line is you're not going to carry it on your shoulders. Once you carry the aron on your shoulders to the hiding place, you will no longer have any more responsibility of carrying the aron. You'll be free to serve Hashem in other ways. That's the understanding of the Mitzudos David. And then after it was done, he told them that the hachinu lebeis avosechem kemachla koschem. You should prepare family units in your divisions. Kiksav David Melch Yisrael Kemichtav Shlomo Beno, and according to the instructions of David and Shlomo, we assume that the Kohanim are being spoken about in this pasuk. And what he means to say is that Shlomo, the understanding over here is that Shlomo HaMelech would have issued detailed issues concerning the divisions once the Beis HaMikdash was built. V'imdu b'kodesh leflugos beis ha'avos la'achechem b'nei ha'am v'chalukas beis ha'av la'leviim, and within the hallowed precincts, put yourselves near your brother, the people's divisions, and near the family's divisions of the Leviim. The Mitzudas David means that each beis av, each family unit of Yisraelim must group itself for the purpose of bringing the Karban Pesach. And so the family divisions here are not the ma'amados that we know existed, that whenever the Kohanim, the Mishmaros, came up, there would be a ma'amad that would come up as well. And the family units of the Levim should also group themselves together, says Mitzudas David. And what should they do? V'shachatu ha-Pesach. They should shech the Karban Pesach, which of course can be done by any Jew. And so therefore, you're supposed to see to it that the Karban Pesach be shechted by whoever this is going to be done. V'skadashu v'achinu l'achechem l'asos kidvar Hashem b'yad Moshe, and sanctify yourselves. That, in other words, when the people were shechting their karbanos, the Kohanim was supposed to sanctify themselves to be able to go ahead and prepare themselves and prepare their brothers, the rest of Am Yisrael, to be able to go ahead and engage in the process of the Karban Pesach. So in the next two psukim, we're also going to see how Yoshio and his officers supply the people with the animals. And Vayarm Yoshio Libnei Am Tzon Kvasim Ubnei Izim Hakol Psachim. He donated small stock of lamb and also young goats to the people for all their Karban Pesachs. Why did he do so? So Chizkio in his time also gave a large number of animals for the people for Karbanos. But those were for the Simcha. The actual Karban Pesach was supposed to be supplied by the people themselves. And so so what is the issue? Perhaps it was that Yoshio HaMelech wanted to make a statement about the Melucha, the monarchy. The Pesach is a rededication to service of Hashem and a way to tear oneself away from Avodah Zarah. And so by making the king's royal treasury the source of the Karban Pesach, Yoshio HaMelech was basically trying to show that there was a change in the attitude of the monarchy. And maybe that's what he was trying to do. And so therefore, so what happened was, for those present, there were 30,000 in number, together with 3,000 heads of cattle. All of this came from the king's coffers, right? And And the officials donated gifts to the people for the Kohanim and the Levim. So Chilkiah, Zechariah, and Yechiel gave 2,600 to the Kohanim for Karban Pesach and 3,000 heads of cattle also as well. And Hananiah and Netanel and Chashiah and Yechiel Yozavad gave 5,000 to Levim for Karbanos Pesach and 500 heads of cattle, right? And so that's the way they set things up for Am Yisrael. Vatikono Avoda. So the Avoda was already set up, right? And what does that mean? It means that Divrei Ha'am is basically trying to show us that Yoshio was actually working in the same model of Shlomo HaMelech, Hizkiyo, and now Yoshio. Everybody went to their right places. The Kohanim were serving in the right places. The Levim were serving in the right places. And the king commanded that each Mishmar was supposed to do it, and the people were listening. And so the Karban Pesach was shechted. And by the way, it was the Levim who shechted the Karbanos Pesach. And Vayizuku Akohanim Yadam Valabim Ashitim, the Kohanim immediately did Zrika Saddam. Once the animal was shechted, the Kohanim did Kabbalah Saddam, they caught the blood, and then they did Halachim, they walked it over to the base of the Mizbeach, and then they did Zrika, they poured out and did what they were supposed to do, and then the Levium flayed the animals the way they were supposed to do. And there were so many animals, so that's why the Kohanim couldn't do that job. Vayasiru ha'ola, they set aside that was supposed to be brought up on the Mizbeach, right? L'sitan l'mifagos l'beis havos l'b'nei ha'am l'hakriv l'Hashem kakosu b'sefer Torahs Moshe v'chein l'bakar. And so they did that was supposed to be distributed to the people's groups so that the karbanos, the parts that were supposed to go on the Mizbeach, they did, and they prepared everything so that they could follow the halachos, and they did that also for the bulls, that they were also supposed to be offered. By Yevashlu HaPesach Ba'ish Kamishpat, they also cooked the Karban Pesach, they roasted it. The truth is that it's not supposed to be Mevushal, right? But the fact is over here that Bishul seems to mean ripening, that to make something edible. And so they did it the way it was supposed to be done over fire. V'akadoshim bishlu b'siros, ube davarim, ube tzalechos, v'yaritzu l'chol b'nei ha'am. And the other karbanos, they were put into pots, and they were rushed to the people, which means to say that as opposed to the Karban Pesach, which had to be roasted over a fire without the pots, this is the way things went. And then they rushed it over to the people, that the Levium, rather than the owners, took care of the cooking to expedite things. Right? So the Kohanim was so busy after they finished roasting the Karban Pesach, they made arrangements, the Kohanim were busy, and so the Levim made arrangements to prepare the Karban Pesach for them. and for the Kohanim as well. V'amishorim b'nei Asaf ha'amadim k'mitzas David v'asaf ha'imam v'idus ha'nchoze ha'melech v'ashorim l'shar v'shar. And the people were involved in the choir also, the people of B'nai Asaf, they were in their right place, and Asaf and Haman and Yedusan, all these people, the gatekeepers at each gate, they were not allowed to leave their avodah. Everyone else took care of their jobs for the Karban Pesach. So all the work of Hashem, all the work was finished. Lasos haPesach vaOlos Olos al Mizbech Hashem kemitzas haMelech Yoshio, and the karbanos were being offered based on the command of Yoshio. VaYasu bnei Yisrael nimtzar mes haPesach beisayiv esach haGamatzos shivas yamim. So they prepared the Karban Pesach and they did the haGamatzos for 7 days. V'lo nasa Pesach kamo biYisrael mimei Shmuel haNavi. This type of Pesach had not existed from the times of Shmuel haNavi. That's a pretty serious claim, right? This is a pretty serious description to say this is the way it was done, all the people apparently were very, very excited, and they were pretty involved. It affected Malchi Yisrael. All the kings in Malchi Yisrael never got a chance to do the Karban Pesach the way that Yoshio did. And everyone else who was there, they never ever were able to do what happened over here. So after all of this, this wonderful opportunity, and after Yoshio HaMelech had set the house, the Beis HaMikdash, in order, all of a sudden the opposite happens. Bad things start to happen. So after that, Yoshio had set everything in order. So Parnecho, the king of Egypt, came to make war against Karkamish by the Euphrates. And Yoshio went out. Yoshio went out. Why? Because he said he wanted to go ahead and say v'cher lo savor b'artzichem. So v'shalach elav malachim neymor. Parnecho sent the following message. Mali v'alach melch Yehuda. What do you think I want with you? Lo lecha atayom ki al beis melchamti v'elokim amar leva'aleni. I'm not going to go fight war against you. Hashem said I should go back. Kadalna melokim asher imi v'ayashrisecha. Just don't stop me. I won't wipe you out. Or Hesiv Yoshio Panam Mimeno Kili Lachim Bo His Chapes V'Lo Shamal Devrei Nechom Mipielokim. So Yoshio wouldn't turn away. He camouflaged himself so you should fight against him, and he didn't listen. He didn't listen to the words of Paranecho, which were offered by Hashem. Vayavoli Lachim Bibikas Megiddo, and he went ahead to fight in Megiddo. So here it was. He was going out to war thinking that he was going to win because he thought everybody was listening to the word of Hashem. He thought that there was no Avodah Zarah and that they were all tzaddikim and Cherev Lo Savor B'Artzechem. Well, he was wrong because they were doing Avodah Zarah behind the door. Vayoru Ayorim LaMelech Yoshio. So all the archers shot at Yoshio HaMelech. Vayomar HaMelech LaAbadav Habiruni Kechalesi Melod. He said, take me off the field. I'm gravely ill. Vayaviru HaAbadav Min HaMerkava Vayarkiveu HaRechav HaMishnah Shalo. So they put him in the secondary chariot. Vayalichu Yerushalayim Vayamas Vayikavar B'Kibar Savosav. He died in the and he was buried in the kever of his forefathers. Everybody was crying over Yoshio. In fact, the fourth parak of Echa Yuam Zav, which was the chapter that Yirmiyahu is saying about Yoshio, right? The pasuk says, "Vayikonin Yirmiyahu al Yoshio, vayomeru kol asarim vasaros bikinoseim al Yoshiyahu ad hayom." And Yirmiyahu also made a claim. He says, whenever male and female singers would mention Yoshio, they would mention it up until today in their elegies, right? Name Ulachok al Yisrael, and it became a chok for Bnei Yisrael. It became a importance, so much so that even in our modern times, we always make it a point of including by the kina by Konein Yirmiyahu al Yoshio. And why is that? Whenever we are dealing with any serious situation, whenever we want to go ahead and talk about all the churban, and we talk about any sort of kinos, there is a mitzvah also to mention Yoshiyahu HaMelech, according to the way Rashi understands the pasuk over here. And we see that it's written into the kinos. The rest of his chesed and all the other stuff, and what he did, udvarav harishon v'achronim, and all the things that happened at the beginning, and what happened at the end, inam ktsubim al sefer Malchi Yisrael v'Yehuda, they are brought down in the book of Malchi Yisrael v'Yehuda, otherwise known as Sefer Malachim. And Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we will conclude all of Sefer Nach with the end of the first bias and the dawn of the second one. Tune in for that. And tune in for the Siyum and the restart of Nach, which will begin promptly on Thursday. Everybody, in the meantime, have a fantastic, amazing day. And by the way, we are beginning a brand new series on Thursday to add a little bit of spice and flavor into the daily perek, and that will be Nach Yomi, a deeper look. And please look for it, sign up for it, and everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.